This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Disney pretty much turns almost everything to gold that they touch, including the ESPN ABC purchases. However, Tomorrowland, which starts out as a simple enough premise, basically take a section of the theme park and turn it into a movie franchise similar to what they did with Pirates of the Caribbean, falters in that it sticks too much to the formula that's set up by the previous sort of franchise, because this time it inserts George Clooney into the role of Johnny Depp, but without the wacky craziness of Johnny Depp, Clooney feels a little out of place here. He really plays a dreamer who, as a child, sort of saw a different future than the one taking place. Long story short, the movie is about negative projections of the future impacting the world now, or the future that will inevitably come out of the one we're heading towards. You wonder if they shouldn't have just taken Space Mountain, the ride, and made it into a movie. Talented director Brad Bird, mostly well-known for The Incredibles, here works with Damon Lindelof, who did the Lost sort of TV franchise and has shown an unwillingness to create a plausible ending that is right on target with Tomorrowland. But the main problem is not the bridled optimism. Here's an end-of-the-world movie that actually isn't celebrating the end of the world. There's sort of a lecture by Disney about negativity and about repackaging, which is amusing. But it's also exhilarating to hear some positivity injected into the debate over where the future is heading. And that is the Disney staple, creativity, imagination, the role of artists. Here is sort of the futuristic utopia envisions the It's a Small World cast as saving the world, sort of multiracial female and male characters. Notably absent is the Caucasian male. One wonders what the future is for the Caucasian male in America. And one need only look at the Republican Party for a possible demise of the Caucasian male culturally as well as politically. Tomorrowland, however, is really about the celebration of all races, cultures, and ideas. Unfortunately, it's a rather drab celebration.